Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCourt from the Salvation Army in Eureka with today's community comment. One of the great frustrations of my professional life has been the ongoing challenge of trying to help people who are homeless. The way that I just phrased that tells you two things about me. First, I believe that those who are homeless need help. Second, I don't believe in homeless people. Instead, I believe that there are people who are homeless. Why make such a delicate distinction? Because the first term describes a faceless mass, a social class a step below the poor, while the second describes individuals who by circumstance, by choice, or by combination happen to be unhomed. The first is an unsolvable problem. The second requires taking a few minutes to learn about one person and then connect them to the help that they need. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Just get to know one person and connect them to the help they need. So why is this a major frustration? It's fine for me to believe that those who are homeless need help, but the people themselves don't always agree. Surveys say that between 25% and 30% of people who are homeless are struggling with serious mental health disorders. That number soars when we limit our discussion to the chronically homeless, people who have been on the street for a year or more. It's also true that those with the most severe mental disorders are the least likely to seek or approve treatment. People with obvious physical illnesses can quickly reach a point where a qualified medical observer can diagnose them as requiring immediate treatment, either over their objections or by applying treatment that the patient is unable to object to. A recent New England Journal of Medicine article points out that patients with frontal lobe damage who behave aberrantly are committed and medicated. Also, when people with Alzheimer's disease don't care for themselves, we place them in nursing homes and sometimes give them medications without their knowledge. But someone living under a bridge because of schizophrenic delusions will be left on their own, as will someone with an uncontrolled addiction to a mind-altering substance. Jim O'Connell, co-founder of Boston's Healthcare for the Homeless program, describes a woman who refused even sandwiches and socks from his outreach teams. After more than 2.5 years of regular contact, she had a psychotic incident strong enough that the police forced her into an emergency evaluation. When Jim saw her again 3 years later, she'd been stabilized, entered professional life, and was serving as a board member for a nonprofit. And the only words she had for him were, "Screw you, you left me out there for all those years and didn't help me." Failing to treat people for mental illness or addiction leads to a whole host of problems, including joblessness, broken relationships, criminal behavior and incarceration, and early death, along with significantly higher costs to taxpayers for health care, property damage, and law enforcement. A bill has been introduced in Hawaii to reclassify homelessness as a medical condition, allowing medical professionals to require treatment and recovery services for people on the streets. While some have mocked this approach as doctors prescribing housing, proponents believe it could help many recover from homelessness. Is having more ability to force people to accept treatment an impairment of their civil rights, or is it a way to restore them? I honestly don't know, but what my almost 2 decades of work with people who are homeless tells me is that what we're doing now isn't working. It's time to try something else. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt for KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.